Twitter has permanently suspended MyPillow founder and CEO Mike Lindell from the social media platform. Find out why after a short message from our sponsor.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
A spokesperson told the Washington Post in a Tuesday email that Twitter has said Lindell has been suspended for what it says are repeated violations of its civic integrity policy. It was not immediately clear which tweets prompted the action. The policy, implemented after the January 6th assault on the Capitol, states, "You may not use Twitter services for the purposes of manipulating or interfering in elections or other civic processes. This includes posting or sharing content that may suppress participation or mislead people about when, where, or how to participate in a civic process. In addition, we may label and reduce the visibility of tweets containing false or misleading information about civic processes in order to provide additional context." Twitter's policy further adds a definition of civic process as events or procedures mandated, organized, and conducted by the governing and/or electoral body of a country, state, region, district, or municipality to address a matter of common concern through public participation, including elections, consensus, and major referenda or ballot initiatives. The suspension of Lindell's account occurred the same day Twitter announced the introduction of Birdwatch, a pilot program to combat misleading information using what it calls a community-driven approach. Last week, Lindell, an open Trump supporter who continues to fight for election integrity, announced that major retailers, including Wayfair, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and HEB, have all dropped MyPillow products as part of the backlash to his political stance. Other conservatives felt free to speak out regarding Lindell's removal from Twitter. Commentator Tucker Carlson of Fox News interviewed Lindell and posted on Facebook, "When you support freedom of speech, you are no longer allowed to speak. Those are the new rules." Still other social media users came to Lindell's defense. According to the Associated Press, Lindell faces a possible lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems because he has repeated the claims from Trump lawyers about election fraud. Following the storming of the U.S. Capitol, Twitter has banned more than 70,000 accounts, including that of former President Donald Trump. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.